with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
All right, so when it comes to treating cancer, you know, we have our traditional methods. We have surgery, radiation, chemotherapy. And, you know, they can be successful, but they often fall short and have a lot of side effects. And then there's the lesser known alternative methods that maybe you wonder, do they have all the science behind them like the traditional therapies do? I will tell you this, though, combining traditional with alternative therapies does seem to work for a lot of people with some decent success. But how do you really go about doing that? Well, my guest is Dr. Kevin Ryan. He's author of When Tumor is the Rumor and Cancer is the Answer. Dr. Ryan, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Yeah, and that's an interesting title. What does it mean?
It means what it says. It's an old expression that's been kicked around in oncology for a while, and it follows really the way in which the journey goes for most patients. Initially, there'll be a rumor that you may have tumor. You have signs or symptoms. You're easy bruising or easy bleeding or aches and pains or a host of other signs and symptoms that suggest something may be wrong, but by no means are definitive of having cancer. And then that rumor eventually becomes the answer of being cancer. For those patients that go down the journey, is that that is the way in which they largely pass through the journey. And it's, of course, memorable.
Right. And what's the goal of your book?
Goal is to reach out to patients, family members, and the healthcare team to bring a comprehensive approach to when tumor is the rumor until cancer is the answer, all the passes through. There's not enough time by the nurses, by the physicians, by perhaps house staff if it's an academic setting, to really cover all the things that enhance patient autonomy and diminish their anxiety. Both areas have a lot of room for improvement. Not that people are doing poorly, but there just isn't a lot of time. There also isn't a text out there that covers the broad scope from when, again, the tumor is just a rumor, all the way through the steps explaining the training of physicians, the inpatient care, psychosocial care, the care that you get in the office, medical legal concerns, complementary and alternative medicine, and the list goes on and on. They're covered in the book. No one book covers all of that.
Right. So let me. So in a sense, it's kind of like a guidebook that's going to walk somebody through or a loved one through. You know, from that first, initial testing all the way through treatment, if they have to, and on after that. Let's talk a little bit about the traditional therapies. And I know you've been working as an oncologist for a very long time, and there's a lot of distrust of some of these conventional therapies now. You know, chemotherapy takes a big hit in the media. How well, in your opinion, do these traditional therapies really work, specifically chemotherapy?
Yeah, we need to step back and realize that since the beginning of time, people have been looking for the shaman, the guru, the soothsayer, the worker of potions that can somehow cure them. It's part of innately being human to look elsewhere from what tradition has shown, meaning scientific tradition. And the drugs in the compendium of what we use in the clinic are the result of intensive testing to prove that they are safe and efficacious. They go through clinical trials that are scrutinized in peer-reviewed literature. Their purity is unquestioned. The compendium of effects that can be seen in them is very, very well known by the time they finally come to market. So conventional medicine is rapidly changing in that we are now getting down to the molecular and the genetic level of why the tumor cell does what it does and how to manipulate the tumor cell, how to manipulate the immune system to help fight the tumor cell. So it's a brave new world. It's not just straightforward chemotherapy drugs. We now have monoclonal antibodies and many other small molecule therapies that are making enormous breakthroughs in cancer.
You said something interesting, and do you think that this is... So you said that we have our traditional chemo that has a lot of good research behind it, a lot of good success stories behind it. Yet we're also looking at other things, for instance, the immune system in a cancer patient.
Right.
We know that often the cancer itself can cause kind of an immunodeficiency. Some of the chemo drugs definitely do. Do you think that that's where some of these alternative treatments could help in helping the immune system as they're on these traditional treatments?
You know, it's a wonderful thought, but frankly, there's very little literature to support that, that any of the pills or potions or herbs or other remedies meaningfully, in a proven way, reproduced in other laboratories, studied in the scientific manner, and that's all saying a lot, actually enhance the immune system in a manner which has any signal benefit. That doesn't mean, however, that they aren't examined week by week, month by month, year over year, right, by the Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine, the taxpayer dollars pay for in Washington, D.C., as the National Cancer Institute. And their website is excellent. It doesn't mean, however, that we haven't gotten things from the plant and animal kingdom that have taught us ways to then go on and study these compounds, and they then become part of our therapy. That definitely is the case. So the real issue is, about 40% of people are looking at the internet for different ways to treat their cancer because you have people who are very desperate and very scared. It's important that they discuss these with their doctor, and it's important that their doctor be informed and open-minded as to what these therapies are. What we have to know is that you can't count on the purity when you're taking an alternative medicine because there's no regulatory body that demands it. Thus, you're not going to know what it is exactly you're giving. You can't count on knowing its interactions with conventional drugs because they haven't been placed in any trials, and all you have is anecdotes to tell you what these drugs can do. But again, that doesn't mean that they might not help. So you have to study carefully.
I want to counter that a little bit. There are some studies, there are some clinical studies showing some effects of different vitamins, minerals, and herbs in cancer patients and showing benefits. So there are clinical trials out there. And if you stick with the reputable company, they do follow GMP manufacturing practices. So that, and the FDA does regulate that. So, and you can get what are called certificate of analyses from these companies that do, which is a third-party proof of these labels. So there are companies making high-quality, potent products out there. Unfortunately, a few bad apples do ruin the whole basket as it goes.
Yeah, there's a lot that are not.
Right. Do you use any alternative treatments in your care with patients? In your practice?
No, but I allow certain things like melatonin, valerian root, because it helps with anxiety. Melatonin may help with sleep, and there's no evidence that they interfere. Of course, the mind-body approach, I very much recommend that with hypnosis. Acupuncture could be a benefit, tai chi, yoga. Okay. Those really can help patients a great deal.
In about a minute we have left, what is the best advice that you can offer somebody who is newly diagnosed with cancer, or they're at that tumor is the rumor stage?
Autonomy, which means they're their own moral agent, so they really need to recognize they're the center of all of this. Being comfortable that they've built a team that's very honest and candid and informative, a team that recognizes their anxiety is fear of the unknown. Fear is something which can cause great heroes. Thus, the solution is to get information to transform their anxiety into fear so that they can fight this. Good communication on all aspects of therapy is important, and keeping an open mind regarding both the conventional and the alternative forms of medicine.
Do you have a website that people can go to learn a little bit more about your book and kind of review some of the advice you just gave?
I send people to Amazon because that website has some strong reviews in it, and a great deal of the text is present there.
And
so you can look it up. Amazon, yeah.
Right, When Tumor is the Rumor and Cancer is the Answer. So good luck with the book, Dr. Ryan, and thank you for all that you do. I know you're in a tough practice, and I do appreciate all that you're doing for your patients. So
maybe we'll get you back on.
We can talk a little bit more about your practice. So this is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.